Let's do this. Woo! Ring the bell. This is Between the Ropes.
Oh, you're going for the dirt, for the behind-the-scenes stuff.
It's time to get Between the Ropes. Between the Ropes.
Hey, everybody. Brian Fritz here on the Between the Ropes podcast. Thanks for listening to us. Make sure you subscribe to Between the Ropes on iTunes or on Stitcher. You can also subscribe to Between the Ropes over at YouTube for the various video interviews that we do and our weekly broadcast there. Just go to youtube.com/Between the Ropes. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. And, of course, you can check us out at BetweenTheRopes.com. Over the last couple of weeks, I've been having two interviews here on the Extra Podcast, but just one today, and that is with Tanner from Tough Enough, the latest person that was eliminated for the show. Now, I do have good reason why just the one interview, and that's because I'm getting ready to go out of town. I'm heading up to the Northeast to Brooklyn, New York to cover SummerSlam, and hopefully later on this week I'll have some more interviews with WWE talent. So all that's coming up, so keep it tuned to Between the Ropes, and hopefully we'll have some more interviews coming up later on in the week. One other quick reminder, I do want to thank everybody that is supporting Between the Ropes on Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/Between the Ropes. If you value what we do, you like what we do, you value content, you want to keep it going, please help us out. Even for $1 a month, it really helps us out. If you want to do more than that, that is fantastic. And we've got some different tiers there, different things that you will get if you decide to give more than $1 a month, like $5 a month, $10 a month. But it's whatever you feel comfortable with and whatever you can do. Now, if you cannot pledge any money right now, we get it. You don't have to. And we appreciate you for checking out Between the Ropes, for listening, subscribing to us, and spreading the word. But if you can support us, like I said, for even $1 a month, please do it. Just go to patreon.com/Between the Ropes. We've also got the link on BetweenTheRopes.com. And thanks to everybody that's already doing that. And we appreciate anybody and everybody that continues to support us here with Between the Ropes. So enough of that. Let's get to the interview. Here's my conversation with Tanner from Tough Enough.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Tanner. How are you doing today?
I'm doing.
Yeah. So here's the big question I have after watching the shows last night. Can you explain what a ring rat is?
To the best of my knowledge, it is a loving fan.
Yes, that's a very nice way to put it, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I had no idea that we were going to go that deep in the wrestling terminology on Tough Talk.
I'm not too familiar with wrestling terminology, as I'm very new to this sport. So I know no more than that.
Watching the show last night, and I was actually there in attendance, I was looking at body language from everybody from the beginning of the show to the end, and it didn't seem like you were too nervous, and you were pretty calm. Now, going into it and knowing that it was going to be the three guys that were going to be in the bottom three, how did you feel about your chances going into the show?
I try and stay very calm in any situation I'm in. I don't like freaking out. You know, it raises blood pressure, and it doesn't really help you think clearly. So I tried to stay calm going into it. And I was fairly confident, you know, that I had put in, you know, enough work and progress to hopefully show the WWE universe that I'm what they need, you know, to be entertained. I have everything it takes. And I was fairly confident that they would see that in my abilities. I guess I just didn't show them enough, and they didn't choose me.
Well, why do you think that didn't translate to the audience from a standpoint of your basis was your athleticism, your work ethic, how good you were in the ring, and that's such a big part. And it seemed like so much of the talk was, can somebody actually relate to an audience? Can they be charismatic? And when it came to what you were presenting and what the other guys were, and when it came to the audience vote, do you think maybe that was something that should have been emphasized a little bit more, was there's more than just the charisma side of this. There's also, you have to be able to do it in the ring.
Yeah, I mean, like these judges said, I do have charisma, especially when they saw me, like, in the house. So, you know, I have charisma, you know, interacting with people, you know, in a group or one-on-one, you know, face-to-face with someone. So I think I just wasn't able to translate it fast enough to my physical attributes, you know, because, again, it's something I'd never done before. So I think it was harder for me to portray that through a camera to an audience in the short amount of time I had to do it. So obviously I think that's where I need my training would be. And I feel like that's the only thing that needs work. You know, my physical abilities are, you know, were unmasked on the show. I'm a very likable person. I do have a great personality, and you know, I'm a relatable person as well. Like, I'm a working class man. You know, I wake up in the morning, go to work, work 8, 9, 10 plus hours a day, manual labor, and then go do my training at night, 6 to 7 days a week. So, yeah, I am a relatable person. I think I just had a hard time doing that through a camera.
Yeah, and that's just a whole nother skill. After the show, I saw the clip online that you had a good conversation with The Miz. Had you talked to him before, and is that somebody that maybe you'll keep talking to as you continue to have a career in wrestling?
You said with The Miz?
Yeah.
Yeah, he mentioned actually again that I do have, you know, charisma and personality. Like when they were watching the reality portions of the show, he said, oh God, he actually, you know, he does have it. He's funny, he's relatable. I'd like to see him do that in the ring. And I think just learning how to do that and, you know, cross those two worlds over of reality and then physicality. And once I can do that, I don't think there's anything that would hold me back from being a superstar.
Were you surprised Daniel Bryan did not use the save?
A little bit. Actually, a lot of it. I was really thinking he was going to use it for the sake of making sure the right person goes to the finals, in my eyes. And it was shocking when he didn't use it. I don't know. Maybe there's something crazy planned for the final. You never know with this show. Everyone to expect the unexpected.
I have a theory on why he didn't use the save. Tell me if you agree with this. I think that he was concerned that if he had committed to using his save, that and he would have used it for you, is that he didn't know how the fan vote was going to go between ZZ and Josh, and it could have meant that Josh was going to then get eliminated, you know, because he thought maybe ZZ was going to get the most support from the audience and did not want to risk that.
I think if he used his save on me, it was because he wanted me to win the show. So whatever votes they had, I believe he had faith in me, you know, afterwards that I would win the show. So I think if he did use his save on me, it would have been because he wanted to see me win, and he believes that I deserve to win.
What was it like staying there, you know, during Tough Talk, and you saw the passion from Daniel Bryan, who I think is the conscience of the show a little bit, because he doesn't speak up too often, but when he does, it's really impactful. And to hear him talk about you and just talk about everything that you bring to the table and the comparisons to everybody else, what does that do for you, especially going forward with this?
It definitely makes me feel better about the situation I'm in. You know, he compared myself to him, which is an honor in itself. And for someone at his level, for what he's done in his career and his life, to give me those compliments and everything, you know, that lets me know that I do have the abilities, and I get the respect that I can do this for a living and be very successful at it as well. So it was definitely humbling and great to hear those words from him. And then, you know, I relatable too, because, you know, me and him are basically feeling the same way. We had the same frustrations, and we were on the same page.
I thought at some point that maybe you kept wearing plaid shirts just so people saw more of the comparisons between the two of you.
Yeah, we do have a similar taste in clothing, and apparently the taste in how we hit on women too. So
yes,
I think he enjoyed my company.
Can you pinpoint a time during the show where, especially for the guys, it went from, oh, ZZ is a likable guy, and, you know, he's this and that, but he's, you know, at some point, I think, you know, he's not going to be here, to a time where it kind of shifted and you said, whoa, this guy, even though he can't keep up with us physically, is a real threat here on this competition?
Probably around week 2, we realized ZZ didn't belong to be there. but for some unforeseen reason, he was getting votes to stay there. Just, you know, lack of professionalism, amongst other things. And, you know, the challenges were meant to test you about different aspects of what it takes to be a WWE superstar. So not finishing first or, you know, successfully, in my eyes, it was very frustrating to see that, you know, continue progressing.
It seemed like he was off on an island, especially last night. As the show has gone on, it's kind of been everybody's kind of separated themselves away from him a little bit, or that's at least the way that I see it. And especially last night, I thought that he was kind of out on an island. Is that kind of the way that you saw it as well, that people were kind of shifting away from him a little bit more because of him going farther in the competition, just the frustrations of everything going on?
Well, I mean, I think everyone's starting to realize this is a competition and, you know, people are going home that had chances to be superstars. So everyone's definitely a little bit more on edge and we're realizing, you know, you're closer to your goals. So you can still be friends with someone. And like I said, I said to Zizi yesterday, I enjoy Zizi. I like Zizi. He's a good person in my eyes. At the end of the day, we're competing for a contract. I'm going to, you know, fight for what I want. And if I feel like I'm getting beat by something that does not deserve to beat me, I'm going to speak my mind about it. And I feel like everyone's getting towards that point in the competition where, you know, truths are coming out and people are putting everything on the line to make sure they get their dream.
How great was it for you to finally get to show some more stuff in the ring? Because that, obviously that is what you had been looking forward to the most. And I think that's where you really shine and being able to, you know, go off the top rope and be able to fly, because I mean, you're a guy that obviously loves heights.
Yeah, I do it for a living. Heights don't really bother me. Also, sacrificing my body for the sake of doing something cool is not against what I do for a living in general, or just for a good time. So I definitely enjoy that thrill. When they told us to think of something that we might want to use as a finisher, I had a lot of time to think, and what I had in my head, you know, was a lot crazier than what they actually had me do. Which is probably a good thing.
What did you want to do?
I wanted to plan some, like, kind of running, jumping, multiple flip in the air extravaganza. And probably would not have had time to get it ready, but go big or go home is something I live by. So it was nice, you know, after we did it in the ring on camera, you know, we went and practiced it again later that week and fine-tuned it, added some stuff in, and actually found a way to get my personality out. So it's a shame I didn't get to showcase that. You know, we learned that right now my face doesn't change very much with my emotions. So we found ways around that to still express my emotions and added some of, you know, my background into it and made it my own as far as the setup goes and everything. And it's a shame I didn't get to use it then, but I have no doubt I'll be able to use that in the future.
When it comes to heights, I know that you are a tree trimmer for your regular job. So what's the highest you've ever been up in a tree?
Over 100, I'd say. Probably like 125 or so.
Nice. How did you ever get used to that?
You don't. it makes you try a lot harder at other venues of a career. So one reason I really wanted to win this is so I didn't have to go back to that. It's definitely not, it's a fun job, but when you're in the air and, you know, you're attached to a tree by a rope and then you take the top out of that tree and you get this thing swaying back and forth, you know, quite a few feet and you're rocking in the air with a live chainsaw, you really start second guessing what you went to college for and what you're doing with your life.
Last couple of things. Obviously you came into this competition also with a background in MMA. Is that something you think that you'll ever do again, or is that something you're not thinking about now and the focus is on wrestling?
I'd love to incorporate that into my wrestling and my performing. I mean, that's how I got here. That's what I was noticed on. That's how I was able to succeed so much physically. So there's definitely attributes from it that that I can use in my wrestling and stuff. So I definitely don't want to kick it to the curb. You know, Daniel Bryan himself, he trains, you know, kickboxing and jiu-jitsu, and he's able to use some variations of moves into what he does. So I definitely think there's something I can use from that into my wrestling.
And how quickly do you think you will start going to a wrestling school and even taking acting classes like you talked about?
Yeah, there's actually a school right by me. One of the guys from my gym actually does this for a living. So he's been asking me to come to his gym for since I got on the show. So I'm going to go home, get my puppy, probably go camping for a few days and just be outside in the woods in the sun and enjoy nature for a bit, maybe go shooting for a little. I haven't done that in a long time. So definitely do that. And then in about a week or so, get back to reality and find my next path.
Last thing, how nice is it that you're talking about doing that? To be able to escape from all the attention and from everything and be able to go back into your life now, because was it difficult for you with, you know, a spotlight on you like this and the amount of social media and attention and everything that goes into that?
Yeah, I'm definitely a quieter person when it comes to like, social media and stuff. And I like to keep things more personal. So being thrown into, you know, the spotlight and then 9 weeks of basically seclusion in a warehouse, the barracks. Definitely adjustments. I think it's the most I've been inside in my entire life ever. I'm used to being outside for work, and then sometimes I train outside, and I like going hiking and being outdoors. So it's definitely a change. It's going to be a nice release to just be out in the wild again and get back to my roots.
Well, good luck, Tanner. I'm looking forward to seeing what the future brings. I mean, obviously, you're extremely talented in the ring, and I think you took to that very quickly, especially with your background and your athleticism. And I'm looking forward to seeing you get back there, whether it's with the Indies is the first step. And then, you know, I think you're going to be back at the Performance Center and, you know, sooner than a lot of people think.
Well, let's hope so.
Well, thanks, Tanner. I really appreciate it, man, and best of luck.
All right. Thank you very much.
You got it.
The talking is over.
Thanks for downloading Between the Ropes.
Man, you guys are awesome. Thank you.
For more, go to BetweenTheRopes.com and subscribe to Between the Ropes on iTunes.
Thank you. Have a nice day.